California Attorney General Rob Bonta is claiming victory after Federal District Judge Charles Breyer in San Francisco ruled that President Donald Trump's use of the military in Los Angeles was illegal.
Our team argued, and the court has affirmed, that Trump's disregard of the Posse Comitatus Act and unprecedented use of military troops for civilian law enforcement violated the law. With today's decision, Trump is barred from using the National Guard and Marines in California for law enforcement purposes. That means the military troops can't engage in arrests, searches and seizures, security patrols, crowd control, interrogation, or anything deemed as executing the law.
Governor Gavin Newsom gave a more succinct statement in a social media post, saying Donald Trump loses again. Senator Alex Padilla issued a statement saying the judge confirmed that, in Padilla's words, Trump broke the law in his effort to turn service members into his own national police force. Padilla calls the military deployment political theater, and he says the administration must stop its efforts to militarize additional cities against its own citizens. But President Trump is apparently not getting that message.
I would love to receive calls from governors and mayors saying they need help. We'll help them. We have a lot of people. We have a great force. We have a great military force.
Trump had already sent the military to Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. Now he's getting ready to send troops to more Democrat-run cities, and he's already picked the next two.
Chicago is a hellhole right now. Baltimore is a hellhole right now.
Trump spoke to reporters in the Oval Office Tuesday, where he talked about hiring soldiers and police based on merit, by which he means physical strength and not being woke.
When the bad guys see them, they're not going to do a thing. And so I'm very proud of Washington. It serves as a template, and we're going to do it elsewhere. But Chicago is certainly going to be high.
While Trump announced the military will be going to the two Democrat-run cities, he did not lay out a timeline.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
While Trump continues to say the troops are a response to crime, Democrats note that Trump is only picking on cities led by Democratic mayors. Judge Breyer, in his 52-page ruling, said Trump's intention to deploy the National Guard in other cities raises concerns they are, in Breyer's words, creating a national police force with the president as its chief. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries blasted Trump's use of the military for law enforcement in a news conference.
Donald Trump is not going to get away with lecturing anybody about issues of law and order. His administration is the very definition of lawlessness and disorder. He promised to lower costs on day one. You know what he did on day one? He pardoned hundreds of violent felons who brutally beat police officers when attacking the Capitol on January 6th. That's the Donald Trump record.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.